pretty well across Europe, there is a harmonising of racist immigration laws. Okay? It's a race to the bottom. Politicians across Europe are playing race cards on a regular basis, and our government is no exception. If you look at the rhetoric over the last few months, in fact, over the years, really, right from when people started to come from Eastern Europe who were called bogus because they happened to be forced into a situation where they had to beg on London's underground, right from that point onwards, we've had what is probably the most sustained hate campaign sustained against any group of people. And this is the reality. But those racist ideas have now become mainstream. This is why we're witnessing across Britain, we're witnessing a resurgence of the right. David Blunkett has decided that to appease the right is the way to quell the right somehow. In fact, the policies that he has implemented have led the BNP to call in their favourite Home Secretary. So, I mean, the reality is that every speech that he makes, every policy that he implements, is a downward spiral. It's a downward spiral for refugees. And what it means is that refugees are murdered on the streets of the north of England, yeah? Because the population believes the rubbish that these politicians and the media speak. So the reason why we're here today is to get the other side of the story. We want to be able to reach out and tell the populations of Britain and Europe the reality faced by refugees. Refugees are traumatised people. Refugees are escaping circumstances whose horrors we could barely touch or visualise. And look at the places at which they are being housed in this country. It's a shame on all of us. Now, I believe that today should be the beginning, really, the beginning of an understanding across Europe of what our governments are doing in our name, in taxpayers' name, yeah? I don't find it very easy to sleep at night knowing that this is what my taxes are being spent on, and I'm sure you don't either. The last time we went to France, it was to oppose a removal centre which had just been opened next to the Sangatte camp. There's nothing more sinister, really, than opening a removal centre next to a humanitarian camp. The reason why we're going to France is to oppose the closure of what is a humanitarian camp. No one has been vilified like the occupants of Sangatte. No one has been cursed by the media like the people of Sangatte. And the reason is that they have no voice. Refugees in this country have no voice, but those people have absolutely no voice. So they're very cheap. It's a very cheap way of selling newspapers. It's a very cheap way of winning votes. And we need to be very clear that this is the agenda of the right wing, but not only the right wing, shamefully, of the New Labour, which is probably more right wing than the last Conservative government. I think when we go to France, and when we meet with refugees, and we see the circumstances that they're under, and we realise that the Sangatte camp has been basically taken over by the police, it's being administered by the police, and the poor inhabitants of that place are having to put their trust in governments which say, for example, that Nicolas Sarkozy recently said that Iraqi Kurds should be going back to Iraq. Yeah, back to the no-fly zones in Iraq. As we're about to propose another war on Iraq, he thinks that that's a safe place to be sending refugees. Okay? So that is the situation as far as the Iraqis. The Afghans also are being sent back by countries across Europe to a situation that obviously no one knows what infrastructure. There is no infrastructure. People are being bribed into going back there. People are being probably forced to go back there. And I mean, what kind of attitude is dictating this. I don't believe that the British people really believe that the victims of war should be treated in this way, and I'm sure you don't either. Okay, anyway, I've said enough.